What do they mean?
Oh, we have a balanced budget.
And,
oh,
and a welfare state.
Oh, really?
Yep. These were some right-wing fanatics that were on another radio station talking about how they were going to take control of the Congress because of the economy. And they called Arkansas a welfare state, meaning we take more from the government than we pour into the economy.
Absolutely not true.
I didn't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
And I tell you what, whatever town gets voted as you know, the redneck town, let those people come over here and tell them that, you know, see what happens to them, because that's not true.
I don't see that at all. Arkansas is one of the few states that has a balanced budget. You don't see any cities in Arkansas going bankrupt like you do in California.
And we've had the law to have a balanced budget, or actually that was early 1900s.
Yeah.
I don't remember what decade, but it was way early 1900s.
Well, BB stayed out of the paper, so it must be doing all right. So the way I can figure that. And in Boston, I imagine the economy is what?
It's probably a lot like what you hear in the national media. The national media emphasizes, you know, a lot of the housing downturn. We survived that very well here in Arkansas, but you probably had a pretty significant housing downturn on the East Coast, just like you did on the West Coast. It was worse out west than it was in the East Coast. But I would imagine that Boston was one of those places that struggled a lot. Boston is you talk about a debtor state or a debtor city. Boston is one. You take a look at this project they had up there called the Big Dig. It was this massive highway project that they poured billions and billions of dollars into, and it was just a boondoggle. So you talk about a debtor state or a debtor city, that, you know, you pour money in a rat hole sometimes when you deal with some of these big northeastern cities.
All right, when you guys first arrived in Boston, what's the first thing that sticks in your mind?
Well, from where we got, other than the airport, I mean, when we got to got on the water taxi, knowing where we were going, just being the harbor and seeing the monument for Bunker Hill.
Yeah,
and Old Ironside.
You can see the monument and just realizing that we're sharing the same waters with, you know, obviously so much history, hundreds of years of history, and it was beautiful, Tommy, coming in. Of course, when we landed, Tommy, if you remember coming into Logan, I mean, you're bearing down right over the water. And just how beautiful it was, and of course the historical part of it. So that was my first impression. But I think the first impression was, wow, this weather is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was almost a little chilly.
Valentine has a jacket on right now. of course, we had an hour or so in Washington, so pulling into that airport to see the Capitol, the monument, and Jefferson Memorial and all.
And also, Tommy, when we came in here, this little area, we're in the North End, which is like Little Italy, sure, like in Manhattan. And I was talking with Pat's sister. Boston has a lot of things to offer, but you don't have a lot of these neighborhoods like where everybody knows everybody. It's the same businesses that have been here for 70 years, and everybody, you walk down the street, and just, you know, even though you're in a metropolitan, you know, city the size of Boston, which I'm not sure what the population is here, but it doesn't feel like there's, you know, three or four, five million people here in this city.
Everybody knows your name?
Yeah, everybody knows your name.
You know what? We got to go to Cheers today. Yeah. That was another thing we talked about.
My main man.
I did that one time. It's a very, very small place. If you go there, you'll be absolutely floored at how small that restaurant is.
What if it's any good? I wonder if it's a tourist stop.
It was good. The time we went there, it was really pretty good. Not
Valentine wants a Cheers mug. That's what he wants.
I just don't know of all the things you go to Boston for.
I'm with you.
You go
Valentine.
To Cheers. What that
the
was?
Old
yeah, I'm with
on
you.
Your list or just the bar? You know.
I mean, you're in the cradle of American civilization, as Roger would call it.
He would
sometimes be somewhat right about that, and I'm like, you're going to go to Cheers?
Greater Boston is a home to 4.5 million people and the 10th largest metropolitan area in the country. Greater Boston is home to about 7.6.
Well, you got everything. Not only do you have the history of the country here, you got great sports. You got, you know, obviously right now, nice weather. You got beauty.
I'd rather go to Boston Garden. I'd rather go to see where the Patriots play football. But
Valentine, you're out. You're out. You're going by yourself.
That's just me. I just can't.
I know what you're saying.
You're
I know what
go
you're
to Cheers.
Valentine, what's your answer to that?
We're going Cheers.
Cowboys.
Excuse me. We have a quote from McGowry. What was that?
Cowboys.
Yeah. The house Cowboys fan goes to Boston. He didn't want to see the stadium. He didn't want to see Fenway Park. He didn't want to see where America was born.
Cheers.
He didn't want to see where Benjamin Franklin was. He wants to go to see Cheers.
That's right. Well, and as soon as we walk in there, we're going to go, Norm!
How close is yeah, that bunch of rubes we need? Where's the football stadium at, Gillette Stadium, from here?
That's in New England.
What a moron. That's in New England. And just exactly when was New England admitted to the United States?
You need to flag the tape.
It was already here.
Nice. Tommy, I wish you could see across the street. I mean, it looks like something off of The Godfather. You got, there's four guys. Listen, I would try to go get one of them, get on the show, but I'm afraid we might not make it out of Boston by the end of the day.
I'll make it off you. Look, one of these
you
days,
get some Boston flavor. Bring me somebody. Make somebody up. Get me something.
Well, we got.
Find a stripper or nothing.
Oh my gosh, we got.
And we're going live, Boston.
I would say Boston is a different
environment. Erie, come here.
It really is. We have opportunity for traveling to conventions in Chicago, Boston, and San Diego. San Diego is my favorite place to go of those three. Chicago's next, and Boston is probably the least favorite as far as this Southern boy is concerned. But it is a very unique environment. Baz is right. You can go some places there, and it's just this real collective, close-knit neighborhood. And you're probably right, Baz. If you go over there and see one of those guys in the Italian suits, you might not make it back.
Well, I was going to tell you, Tommy, we've got Ittery here, who is we can't say what the relation is between he and Pat Bradley's sister. We don't know. Now, Kara, Ittery, Tommy was talking about some Boston flavor. Great story here. You're from Albania. Your family moved here 7 years ago just to go after the American dream?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been in you've lived in this area for 7 years now,
yep.
Huh? And what's your last name?
Doughty, D-U-T-I.
Ittery Doughty.
Yep.
Mr. David, he always does.
We go into Mike's Pastries, Tommy, and he and the owner over there. Is he Albanian too?
No, the owner's Italian.
Italian,
like old Italian,
Italian. And you start talking Italian with him.
Yeah.
Erie, you don't get that in Sheridan.
In this two-block area, Erie owns this two-block area, and he goes around and go in area. Go, yeah, these are rubes are with me, and give them what they want.
Yeah, we were talking last night. You still have some of the old, some of the mafia folks that you can't say it by name, but yes, but the culture, some of the culture is still around.
They're old. They're still around.
And they still think maybe that they're still in the.
Yeah.
You serve them. You don't use whatever you say.
Yeah, they're still the bosses.
They're still the bosses.
In their head, yeah,
the boss of me. He sounds like a kid.
They're going to say. Pat just walked in, and he even went. They're going to see the set of Cheers.
Didn't you guys get kicked out of Cheers already?
Pat's on the.
Hey, there's Pat.
Yeah, Pat. We got your sister.
How about
here.
That setup? Well, let her go. How long has she been with you guys? My God, all the last night you threw her to the boat.
No, we didn't take her to the boat. Erie showed us around. No, Sam was real cool. Brico, is that it?
Brico, yeah.
Brico, it's a cool restaurant. We make stuff out there tonight. And her man, Erie, whatever that connection is, he gave us the tour.
He's a close friend.
You have the lobster ravioli. He cooks the lobster raviolis for you, Baz.
Tommy, it felt like if we'd had Pat, because every restaurant we went to, Erie would say, hey, they go, hey, Erie, you know, and we sort of felt like we were cool.
Hey, Bradley, I didn't know this, heard about it earlier, yeah. And what's up, Bup, number one. Number two, where am I going to find this commercial about
you doing
a
commercial, Pat? What's up with that?
The Leaf Guard.
Is it Leaf Guard?
Yeah, what happened was we film it out here with Ron Sherman because he does a lot of national spots.
Oh, Tommy's right.
Yeah, so, and they.
Let's hear your line. Give us a line. Give us a line, part of it. Come on.
We say, okay. Hey, this is Pat, 1-800-LEAF-GUY. We just got a call from Everett, Massachusetts. Yeah. One of my friends down there, he's having problems with leaves, chipmunks, squirrels. The Leaf Guard is the best. You don't get in the house.
You should have seen Ron Sherman the other night. He was selling those windows during Wheel of Fortune. And it's pretty smart marketing.
Yeah.
But they took a pat of butter and stuck it on the window and went on the other side with a flamethrower and said, see the belt, the butter melt?
Yeah.
Now watch with our window over there. And they take another pat of butter and he gets a flamethrower and he goes, see, it's not even moving. It's not even moving. We got to get back to Wheel of Fortune now. We'll talk more later. And I'm like, I don't know if that's brilliant or not, but Ron Sherman has been on local TV since before I was born.
Well, he's well known. I guess his company is well known for kind of outdoors advertisement stuff, like
windows, all over
and
the
landscape and stuff like that. So that's how it happened.
Pat,